So it started as rumours on social media. Not rumours about the harassment itself, but rumours that a story was about to be published in the New York Times. He cancelled his film's premiere. That was supposed to happen in a couple of hours' time. He cancelled an appearance with Stephen Colbert, who's one of, if not the biggest, comedy talk show hosts in the United States. His publicist wouldn't say much. He himself wouldn't front. A couple of hours passed. News outlets were tweeting about the upcoming article, and even though none of those wanted to use the term sexual harassment until the New York Times laid out its claims, it didn't take a brain surgeon to work out what the article was likely to allege. The Times went live. Louis C.K., one of the biggest names in comedy, maybe the single biggest name in American comedy today, was done. I really think we're witnessing something incredible at the moment. It's kind of like a revolution or something, isn't it? All of a sudden, hundreds, maybe thousands of women have found the strength to come forward and confront men who have sexually harassed them. What began as a trickle in Hollywood has become a flood. Scandal after scandal, powerful men have been exposed for their actions. I've got to be honest, I've felt a real range of things as these stories have continued. It is complicated. Part of me honestly feels pleased. I feel pleased that we have a society, finally, where victims feel sufficiently empowered to come forward and confront their harassers, or rapists in some cases. I will admit to naivety. I think in my position of relative privilege, I had no idea just how pervasive this is. And I'll be honest, of the big Hollywood names, a lot of the people named, shamed, or accused at this stage are people whom I didn't like before they were exposed. You know, the likes of Roger Ailes from Fox News, Bill Cosby, Bill O'Reilly, Harvey Weinstein. I'm not big fans of these guys. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not losing any sleep seeing some of their reputations destroyed. But it is gutting to wake up and check the news and learn that someone you like, someone you respect, a public figure who you have supported for years, isn't all you thought they were. Last week, speaking with you, I lamented the exposure of Mark Halperin. He's a veteran political journalist, and up until that point, amongst my favourite American political analysts. Numerous women have accused him of sexual harassment. A fortnight ago today, flying back from Bolivia, I watched the film Baby Driver on the plane. It was great! And Kevin Spacey, a masterful actor, plays one of the leads. The next day, of course, he was accused of sexual harassment by a man who was just 14 years old at the time of the incident, and that kicked off several accusations. And then yesterday, Louis C.K. Up until about midday yesterday, I really liked Louis C.K.'s comedy. And then the Times published its story, and this brutal telling line is what the New York Times said. As the powerful comedian found success by talking about his hang-ups, he was also asking female comics and co-workers to watch him masturbate. In some ways, it's like learning your favourite sports star has been done for doping or match-fixing, but of course it's worse. It's more abusive. And it changes the way you look at their work. Could I watch House of Cards? Could I watch Cosby without thinking about what those programs' respective stars have done? No way. An article I read yesterday summed it up. Everything these powerful media figures have produced has been retroactively contaminated. It's a shame. But anything we as former fans feel pales in comparison to the victims of all of this stuff. And honestly, we as fans need to feel this way. We have a responsibility, not just to brush this real life stuff aside and say, well, I know he was a pervert. I know he was an abusive man off camera, but he gave me some good laughs on Netflix. No, it doesn't work like that. It feels like we are in the middle of something at the moment. Change, maybe. But I really think every one of us has a responsibility.